That's Weezer from Island in the Sun, John.
This is Triple J. That there is Father Bob. I'm John Safran, and joining us on the line from London is Christina Jones. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, we ask all our guests when they're calling from overseas to paint a picture of where they are as they're making this phone call. What's around you at the moment? Where are you?
Well, I'm actually at home, so yes. I'm just looking out the window.
What do you see out the window?
A lot of grey skies because it's been raining non-stop for about 3 weeks here.
Okay, Well, that's enough of a picture. Now we can relate to you. Now, you've written a book with your sisters, not with my sister, which is about you escaping the cult known as the Children of God and also known as the Family. Now, just explain to us, especially to the kiddies listening in, now, who are the Children of God? What is this group?
Well, it was a cult that sort of formed in the 60s in California. David Berg, the founder, he sort of quickly gained a following on Huntington Beach, and with the dropouts and the hippies, and he had a sort of very sort of apocalyptic message, and he was saying that Jesus was coming back in 1993.
Because it was definite kind of Christianity, if you know it. What,
yes,
wasn't it?
It was fundamentalist. I mean, it was, you know, his mother was a famous evangelist in her own right. And he sort of, he was 50 before he started the group, so it was kind of, you know, it was his last sort of shot, sort of maybe in that sense.
And it seemed
he wasn't very successful beforehand.
And he seemed to incorporate, as you said, like the hippie feel of the time.
Yeah, the free love. I mean, that kind of, you know, Christianity, and then he sort of mixed it with the free love of the era. His main thing was the law of love and one wife. And basically what that meant was that there was no age limit to sex. He said that sex was godly, it wasn't a sin. There was a heavy emphasis on that, and that nobody should feel ashamed of their bodies. So our communes were, you know, the way the cult was run was that we were very free. We were free in the Lord to do, we had these freedoms to do these things. So, yeah, what happened was his secretary's son, Ricky, he was used as the poster boy on how the members in the cult should raise their children. Sarah, the nanny, produced a book called The Davidito Book on this subject.
So what was the book called?
The Davidito Book.
Yeah.
And basically, I mean, it was very graphic in how to raise your child. And this included encouraging their sexuality and basically child abuse.
And I read somewhere that you're told to imagine Jesus when you're having sex. Is that true?
Yes. Well, this is what happened when David Berg died around 1995 during the big custody case in the UK. It was Maria, the former secretary, Ricky's mother, who took over the group. And this was her, when they were supposed to be changing and you know, sort of denouncing these things and putting, you know, a policy in place to protect children. What happened was Maria Karen Zerbe said that you should pretend to be the wife of Jesus, and that didn't matter if you're a male or female. So basically, you were supposed to talk to Jesus like he was your lover and actually physically, you know, masturbate to him. So
and
still very highly sexualized atmosphere, as well as obviously the one wife policy as well, which means that you're married to everybody in the group
and the infamous
and that you should be willing to share yourself and your body.
The infamous thing that you usually hear about when Children of God comes up is the phrase flirty fishing. Was that when they sent young girls out to try to convert you?
Yes, that's right, they did that, and also to gain money and to try and sort of rope in sort of powerful people that would help them, you know, with different aspects like visas and money and influence.
And when did you get out of the group?
Well, I got out in 87 when I was 12 years old. I was fortunate because my mother had been sent from India, where we were, to the UK because she had had a lot of pregnancies all in a row because of the no contraception rule. and she was quite weak, and she wasn't smiling and happy all the time. She wasn't the perfect, you know, little sort of robot cult member. And so she was sent back, and we were left in India. So when our visas ran out, we had to come back to the UK to get them renewed. And during that time, my mother had read a book by Deborah Davis, the daughter of the founder, David Berg, in which she exposes him, you know, for what it was. And so it really opened her eyes, and it gave her a different perspective on everything, which was very limited within the group. So she kidnapped us that day, and we never looked back.
And you always knew who your sisters were, even when you were young?
Yes, I did. It was a terribly heartbreaking thing for me, because that I had my mother and my father, my older sister Celeste, who was only a year older than me. And I always remembered her. I never forgot her. And, you know, I'd always be like, oh, there's my sister. And plus, she was in WS, so therefore she was sort of acting and starring on all the different cult materials that we would watch internally or to sell.
No. And if you look at the family now, I was surprised. I didn't know this until starting to read your book and read about it, is that the family still proudly operates today.
Yes, it's shocking.
They don't say it explicitly, but I guess they kind of like imply that there was, you know, there was the old family, you know, from years ago, but now it's turned a new page. It's like, you know, in 1988 they had these new rules about, you know, sexuality and children. Do you not buy that?
Well, they said that when they changed the name from the Children of God to the family originally. I mean, they just keep changing the name, you know, so as, you know, they always pretend that they're not who they are. So that's sort of in itself that doesn't, you know, make me feel any better. But no, I mean, with the sexual abuse of children, I mean, even now they don't have a child protection policy for them. I mean, there's nothing that the children can really do if anything were to happen, because of course these groups still have the leadership, the top leadership, basically, you know, abusers, have abused a generation of children, and they're still there. And of course, Karen Zerbian has never been caught.
I reckon one of the things that's going to turn people away from the family, I don't know if you've visited their webpage, but they've got this page, music. And if you go to their music page and download any of their music, yes, I don't think anyone's going to be wanting to be joining. And now, what's this group you've formed called Rise?
Well, this is sort of that very thing, to actually push for groups like this, very secretive organisations, who don't have child protection policies for the children. I mean, this is to push for their rights and see, you know, if something can't be done, and also to raise awareness and educate people. Because they don't know, you know, what they're getting into sometimes when these groups start recruiting them. And like you say, the website looks very benign, very Christian, and, you know, and you could suddenly go into a bookstore and find some of their books for children, and then obviously on the back, you know, there's a number to call, and then, you know, that's the start of us being connected to them. And of course, they're raising money under other names like Family Care Foundation or Aurora Productions, and people don't, you know, realise that that's part of the family. But
now, did you ever meet any of the famous members of the family, which are the only ones I know, Rose McGowan and River Phoenix?
No, I didn't.
Damn.
I didn't. You know, my sister met a few famous people, I think, No, not myself, I'm afraid.
And what have you gone on anywhere religiously or spiritually since then, or have you just dumped that part of your life?
Well, I certainly, that's a good question, but I have my own spirituality. The main important thing for me is I'm free to choose what I want. I'm not told, I'm not dictated to everything that I should think, feel, and believe. So I think, you know, within cults, you're not allowed, you're not free to choose. You're completely controlled and dominated. And, you know, that causes a lot of problems. And, I see that, you know, religion can be used to abuse people in many ways. And I think, you know, always need to be guardful.
Not Without My Sister, the true story of three girls violated and betrayed by Christina Jones and Celeste and Julianne Boering as well. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.